Recording button. Pause recording. Standard.
Okay, guys, we need to talk about TikTok post that I saw this morning. Because everything that's in that post basically sums up what NFB Day 1 was, okay? So let's talk about it. Get into the convention, okay? So, I didn't see any employees. They were hiding from guests. Okay? I want to repeat this. Hiding from the blind guests. Number two, and this one's bigger, okay? Inaccessible elevators and accessible room structure. People can't find their rooms. I saw 50 blind people, or at least heard 50 blind people, and interviewed them all, and they all said the same thing, that they are frustrated. And I heard a lot of blind people actually ended up vacating to other suites and resorts because it was such a disaster. The Marriott was unprepared for the accommodations that they would need to provide, and I don't think they were aware that it was going to be 1,200 blind people coming in for this big convention. This convention was a big deal. So I want to explain what that TikTok post was right quick, because I feel like I need to provide some context as to why I copied that link and posted that link to my Mastodon. Well, there was a sighted person who was going to visit his friend at the Marriott, and to put it lightly, he ended up spending an hour with his friend helping blind people, lots of them, helping their guide dogs find a place to potty, helping them find their rooms, because the staff weren't doing anything to help. And it was basically the same way today. I couldn't find any employees. I couldn't even find the room I was supposed to go to. We would ask them questions and inquire about it, and they said they didn't know what we were talking about. Then I see / hear these people who are getting frustrated. You know, they're on their own. They don't have family with them. I was fortunate to have family with me. There were a lot of people who had family with them, and even their sighted family members had no idea what they were doing. And I interviewed like 5 or 6 people. I didn't record it because I didn't want to risk it. However, I can confirm the event was disorganized. Let's talk about the actual convention itself, okay? So it was a disorganized mess, and I can confirm this. I wanted to go to the welcome to the NFB convention, that event. It was in some room called the Presidential Suite. Well, guess what? I'm kind of enraged right now. I've been waiting to record this all day. I'm sorry. This is just ridiculous. This is BS, if you ask me. I'm sure I have NFB fans on my following list, but I don't really care. I feel like this needs to just get out there. What a disaster this convention actually is. Excuse me again. So, we get there, and we want to go to this convention at 11, okay? We get there at 10:45 on the spot, and we are registered. We pre-registered, we got our online pack, we got our packet. We are ready to go. First off, the lines were kind of disastrous. Only one guy was actually able to help me. And that guy wasn't even an employee. He was a family member of another blind individual. And he was holding their hand. And I felt so sorry for these people. Like, these people pay their hard-earned money to stay in this hotel, and they're not having a good experience. The elevator is inaccessible. There was a touch screen on the elevator, and there was no speech. There was no braille, no nothing. My sister had to do it for me. She was angry. She was actually angry. She was pissed. Because tomorrow I was supposed to go by myself. However, that's completely scrapped. Because there's no accessibility. Y'all only knows if I'm gonna get fucking rammed. There was 50 blind people I saw meandering the halls because they were lost. I feel sorry for them. Then, the rooming situation. So, no one can tell us where our room was. No one can tell us the room we needed to go to was. They didn't give us any sort of instruction, and we asked 5 different people, NFB people included, and they said they didn't know. So, this was a complete disaster, okay? A complete, unorganized disaster. Naturally, I'm fed up with this very early on. However, I just want to, you know, take statements, like, ask people how they're feeling about this convention. They're like, this is such a waste of money. We're not staying here because of how crappy it is. We just got our money back from this hotel. We're staying at the Hilton. And I felt horrible for some of these people. And I'm going to tell you, some of these people who are staying at this hotel are influential people. You got representatives of Freedom Scientific. You got HumanWare representatives. There's a ton of influential people staying at this hotel, some of which are on Mastodon. Okay? So let's take a moment to acknowledge this. Okay? Okay. Cha-ching. Now, I know I'm probably going to get some hate, and I expect that. You know, I'm probably going to get a ton of fucking hate for this. However, I just need to tell you like it is. The Marriott of New Orleans is getting paid all this money for a bad experience, blind people who don't know any better. They were promised a good hotel, and here they were in a nightmare. My definition of a nightmare, their definition of a nightmare. Come on, NFB. You need to vet what freaking hotels you are putting your people in. Your people are paying thousands of dollars to stay at these places. I mean, this is pissing me off to no end, and I'm sorry. I'm a ranter, and I'm a very passionate ranter. I mean what I say, and this is absolutely revolting, disgusting. Dude, I would have rather sit at home and listen to a good NV Access webinar than come to this shithole that I came to. I'm sorry. This was ridiculous. This is revolting and disgusting. Get your fucking shit straight. And then, when we eventually found a studio, the studio was locked, and it was already time for the HumanWare event. It was behind schedule. So me and my sister go to the Shake Shack, and NFB did have lunch. They had club sandwiches. 5 minutes after we get into the Shake Shack, we hear people from the convention walking in, and they're all complaining about how ridiculous this schedule is. Now, I ended up not interviewing anyone in the Shake Shack because I needed to eat. I was hungry. You know, I don't have time to do all that, especially when I'm in a hungry state. When I'm hungry, I need to eat. I need to get down to business. This was so revolting. I told my sister, I said, we are not going back until Thursday. I don't want to waste my money or my mom's money because she paid for it. I don't want to waste my mom's money. But I cannot go on my own tomorrow. Like, this is revolting. I hated part of this day. It was nice spending time with my sister, but that is the only thing that redeemed it. The weather's nasty outside. You got these poor people stepping into puddles and potholes. So their pants are soaking wet. This was ridiculous. This was an absolute fucking disaster. I'm not even gonna, when I upload this, I'm just gonna be straightforward in the post text. This was a disaster. So for all the people who doubted NFB, no offense, you may be right, because this was just incompetence to the next degree. This was the worst event I have ever attended, the most disorganized, most clusterfucked event I have ever gone to. Alright? This clip is going to be meant for certain audiences who like to hear me rant and go on tangents. If you do not like that, this is not going to be for you. And honestly, if you want to see a more, like, less angry version of this, and this is coming from a blind person, I'd rather you watch the TikTok if you're looking for something from a sighted person's perspective. There were a bunch of angry comments in this TikTok talking about how badly this was organized. It was just ridiculous. I feel sad for anyone who paid money for this convention. Anyways, rant over. I will upload this in a couple minutes after recording this. I just need to vent. I need to say what needs to be said, because this is just revolting, disgusting, and ridiculous. I'm very passionate about the blind being treated with respect, and I don't think hiding from the guest is a sign of respect. And I don't think that's a professional way to handle things at all. I don't even think this hotel was prepared. I'm gonna be quite frank. I don't think they were prepared. I think it was, okay, NFB, we'll do it, just give us some money. I don't even think NFB properly vetted the location. And to that end, this is Alexi, an angry Alexis fucking rant, because I'm just pissed. And I'm sorry for my language, pardon me, but I'm pissed right now. I'm actually borderline pissed. Although the good thing that did come out of it, I actually got Beats on a sale at Target for $99, so I'm not complaining about that. But anyways, that's not even the point of this. The point of this is to say, NFB was not worth my money. In the nicest way possible. 11:33 p.m. Stop button. Pause recording.